Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Republicans made some important gains across the country in the midterms this week, but not in Massachusetts. WBUR's Steve Brown has a look at what the losses mean for the future of the state Republican Party.
The mood seemed grim at the Republican Election Watch at the Boston Harbor Hotel on Tuesday night, despite upbeat music, cash bars, free sliders, and chicken fingers. Jeff Deal, the Republican running for governor, lost by such a wide margin that the Associated Press called the race for Democrat Mara Healey just minutes after the polls closed. In his concession speech, Deal tried to cheer up supporters.
So don't be sad. Just know that we were able to get the message out there. God bless. God bless you. God bless Massachusetts. And God bless these United States of America. Thank you all.
At the end of the night, Deal wasn't the only Republican here who fell short. The GOP lost every single statewide contest, all nine congressional races, two key county races, and some legislative races.
I think the Republican Party is underwater and will be for years to come right now.
Longtime GOP political consultant Rob Gray notes that Republicans have had success for decades in Massachusetts by nominating moderates for governor, people like Charlie Baker, Mitt Romney, Paul Cellucci, and Bill Weld. But Gray says things have changed.
Well, Donald Trump hijacked the National Republican Party, and then he hijacked the Massachusetts Republican Party. Baker lost control, and Trump supporters took over.
Those Trump supporters include Deal, who won the GOP nomination with Trump's help, only to lose badly in the general election on Tuesday. Another key Trump supporter is the party chairman, Jim Lyons. Lyons refused to answer questions Tuesday night, but in the weeks leading up to the election, Lyons argued voters want to see strong Republican candidates.
I think what the people of Massachusetts want to see is a Republican Party that doesn't all of a sudden all go along with everything that the Democrats do. And I think that's what I'm trying to bring. There has to be a distinction in Massachusetts between what the Democratic Party stands for and what the Republican Party stands for.
But increasingly, Republicans have little power in the state. In addition to the statewide and congressional races, Republicans also lost several notable down-ballot contests. That includes Republican Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson, who has been a huge admirer of Trump. On Cape Cod, the GOP lost a legislative seat in both the DA and sheriff's offices. All three offices were held by Republicans who decided not to seek re-election. And when the new legislature takes office in January, 85% will be Democrats. Still, outgoing Republican Governor Charlie Baker sloughed off questions from reporters yesterday about the GOP's future.
What does it mean for the Republican Party, though? There's already a chairmanship fight happening. Do you walk away from it all? Do you try to put a candidate up for it?
I'm still the governor. I got a job I got to do for the next 58 days or so, and then we can talk about that stuff.
Already, there are rumblings that some Republicans are looking for new leadership. Politico reported that party vice chair Jay Fleitman plans to run for party chairman in January. He told Politico the party needs serious rebuilding after getting swamped in Tuesday's election. But until at least the next election, Republicans will have little say in how the state is run. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.